It's now time for the Halftime Show on KOWO Radio 104.1 FM. Here's Mike Blackwell and Jared Robinson.
Halftime in the Hill Country with the moon shining bright. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you, along with Zach Peterson here in the press box. Beautiful night for football, and I'll give you the scoring rundown, but I'm trying to see what this is we're looking at now. As we look at the Bernie marching band, this is awesome. They got like murals on the sideline facing us, and we got an eyeball or two, and it looks like a bunny rabbit and maybe a space shot there of Saturn. I don't know what this is. It's kind of cool looking, though.
I got to tell you, I could have made a great joke about that, but I think it's illegal on air, so we won't say it. But, man, they got a huge band. Look at them all. Holy mackerel.
This is great. Well, it's 24-14, Bernie. Back to football. Bernie leading Wimberley at halftime. Here's how it went down. Bernie's Connor Fisher caught a 24-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Brooks Klutz with 10:28 left to play in the first quarter. Minute 32 seconds, they get in the end zone. Wilson Herps adds the extra point, and Bernie led quickly by a score of 7-0. Greyhounds then thought they had pushed the lead to a two-touchdown lead when Klutz took off on an 85-yard sprint down the sideline for a touchdown, but that was nullified by a penalty a couple of minutes later. So Texans dodged a bullet there, but Bernie able to score again in the first quarter when Herbst shot a 28-yard field goal through the uprights with 25 seconds left to play in the first quarter. That gave Bernie a 10-0 lead at that point. Greyhounds then got a 39-yard pass from Fisher. From Klutz, I should say, to Fisher. The second time those two guys kind of teamed up for the touchdown. Herbst with the extra point, and with 7:49 left to play in the second quarter, looked pretty bleak for the Texans. 17-0 Bernie at that point. Wimberley, however, answered a Wyatt Mann 22-yard touchdown pass from Weeks. Came with 4:44 left to play in the second quarter, and Nick Coles' kick cut the lead to 17-7, and then Bernie answered right back. Brooks Klutz with a 5-yard run got inside the pylon. Herbst with the extra point with 1:55 left to play in the second quarter, and Bernie led 24-7. And then the Texans, this was a clutch play, and it kept the Texans in the game. Let's just put it like that. It was Hayden Krebs on a 58-yard catch and run from JoJo Week. Coles' extra point came with 1:08 left to play in the first half, and Bernie's lead was 24-14 at that point, and that is where we stand right now. Wimberley losing to Bernie by a score of 24-14. Stay with us, everybody. We'll have more of our halftime show after this brief timeout. You're listening to Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at CommuniCareSA.org. Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, Branch Leader Financial Consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding Hill Country. Located on FM 3237 near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 and Wimberley. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at byroneccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans!
And by Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan, and the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas not-for-profit educational institution. Start here, get there.
Here at Wimberly Stadium. Score 24-14. Bernie Greyhounds lead the Texans. We are at halftime. Bernie Greyhounds band is on the field playing right now. Running through a couple of the stats with you. I'm going to give you some of the scores from around our area real quick. One of the key games tonight that's being played out there is Westlake versus Hayes. Westlake leads 17-7 with about 5 minutes left in the second quarter. Canyon Lake is 21-14 over Aikens. And Fredericksburg, obviously, who Wimberly played last week, went into overtime, is 21-13 currently over Hondo. So a good one here in Wimberly, Texas. Again, 24-14. The Bernie Greyhounds lead the Texans. Not a whole lot of, unfortunately, not a whole lot of stats so far. We've seen some big plays. We saw the big play from Hayden Krebs there at the end of the half. Or at the almost at the end of the first half right there to bring it back to 24-14. But so far, Moss Carruthers has got, six carries so far. And it's a total rushing right now about 22 yards. JoJo, 151 yards passing, two touchdowns on the night right now. One to Wyatt Mann on a 22-yard touchdown strike. The other one to Hayden Krebs on the 58-yard touchdown scramble. Great catch on the touchdown by Wyatt Mann. And Texans, I look for them to come out a little bit and kind of run some of the similar plays they're working, but the defense is going to have to step up a little bit. We're going to kind of keep it here for a minute, listen to the Bernie band, and then we'll go to a break while the Texan band gets set up and let you hear the Texan Fighting Marching Band. So I'm going to kick it down to the field, let you hear a little bit, and we'll be back here, 15 minutes almost left in halftime. So enjoy the band, and we'll be back shortly. We'll be right back. All right, we're going to go to a quick break right here. Bernie Greyhound Band is playing their school song, walking off the field. Wimberley Texan Band will be coming up. We're going to take a break real quick. We'll be here. We'll be back in about a minute and a half with the Wimberley Texan Fighting Band.
Support comes from Five Star ER. Five Star ER is not an urgent care center. It's a freestanding emergency room with the same care you'd expect from a traditional hospital ER. So when you need the ER, make it Five Star. Across from HEB on 290 in Dripping Springs. Learn more at FiveStarER.com. And by Stevens and Malone LLP. Serving the greater Wimberley Valley and surrounding communities by providing legal representation in the areas of real estate business, estate planning, and probate law. More information at StevensMaloneLaw.com. And by Chang's Hapkido Academy in Wimberley, providing instruction in the defensive martial art of Hapkido and physical fitness obstacle course training for students of all ages. Class schedules, pricing, and directions to 10330 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley at Hill Country Hapkido.
And by REMAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood Broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at REMAX.com/Wimberley.
And by Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes, as well as remodels. Information online at BallBrothersPainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.
Back here in Wimberley, Texas. Again, 24-14 here at half, about 9 minutes left in halftime. Wimberley Texan Band is on the field, and we're going to kick it down to the field and let you listen to a little bit of this. We'll be back shortly.
Thank you.
Back here in Wimberley, Texas, we're closing out the Wimberley Band here as they shut down the dance that they've got. We're going to take a quick break. Second half coming up. Teams are warming up in the end zone, ready to run through the Bernie Greyhounds, which, Mike, I think you would agree with me when I tell you that the Bernie Greyhounds dog over there is almost as big as the goalposts.
It looks like a wolf, too. It's kind of wolfish.
It's huge.
It's huge. It's almost big. You're right. It goes three-quarters of the way up the uprights there. It's a mean-looking deal, isn't it?
That's goodness.
That's kind of scary. Wimberley, Doug Warren's going to have to up the ante on his inflatable running helmet. I think that we've had that 5 or 6 years. We need to upgrade her.
It's a new one this year, actually, but it looks the exact same.
That's right.
We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back here from Wimberley Stadium. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson.
Port comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. With board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at CommuniCareSA.org.